You too at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is The Daily Dish for Monday. Sunday night's MTV Movie and TV Awards could have been called the Marvel Awards, as WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier won nearly half of the trophies. The two Marvel Disney Plus shows picked up a total of 6 trophies. WandaVision was up for 5 awards and took home 4, including Best Show. Star Elizabeth Olsen walked away with Best Performance in a Show. Her co-star Katherine Hahn was named Best Villain, and together they won Best Fight. During her acceptance speech, Elizabeth said, "You guys are just the greatest fans anyone can have, and I have loved playing this part for 7 years. Really, nothing could have been better than to have WandaVision. We've had so much fun making it, and I hoped we moved you, we entertained you." The Falcon and the Winter Soldier picked up Best Duo for stars Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan, and Mackie also went home with Best Hero. In the movie categories, To All the Boys, Always and Forever was named Best Feature, while Chadwick Boseman got a posthumous win for the Best Performance for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, making it up for his controversial loss at last month's Oscars. The late Black Panther star got a standing ovation. Scarlett Johansson received the Generation Award. In a funny moment, her husband Colin Jost slimed her, mistaking the MTV Award awards for the Nickelodeon Awards. In another highlight, Sacha Baron Cohen accepted the Comedic Genius Award as several of his most iconic characters. And Leslie Jones, who was the host, opened the show with a bit that saw her being inserted into shows like WandaVision. She also won the award for Best Comedic Performance for Coming to America. Snoop Dogg served as the night's DJ. The Bill Gates divorce has gotten messy. He is now having his own Me Too moment, as the Wall Street Journal reports that last year Gates was pushed off the board of Microsoft, which he co-founded, due to an inappropriate sexual relationship with a Microsoft employee. The engineer claimed in a letter that the affair with Gates started in the year 2000 and went on for decades. In the New York Times, published on Sunday, a report that the two other Microsoft employees received "Go Out for Dinner with Me" messages from Gates. One of the women was emailed in 2006. She ghosted Bill, who concluded his email, quote, "If this makes you uncomfortable, pretend it never happened." These disturbing reports follow another note that noted how Melinda Gates began divorce proceedings the same month that Bill was exposed for having a chummy friendship with convicted sex offender, the late Jeffrey Epstein. And if Prince Harry wants to keep trashing the royal family, he should give up his titles. At least that's what the royal aides believe. Harry went on Dax Shepard's podcast to talk about his new documentary about mental health and said his father caused him great pain and suffering. He added that Prince Charles experienced the same thing because it's genetic in the royal family. A royal aide is quoted by the Daily Mail as saying, quote, "People are appalled that he could do this to the Queen when the Duke of Edinburgh is barely in his grave." Sources say the royal family is fed up with Harry speaking ill of them. One insider said, quote, "The Duke of Sussex has now spent a significant amount of time emphasizing that he's no different than anyone else and attacking the institution, which he says caused him so much pain. There's a growing feeling that if you dislike the institution that much, you shouldn't have the titles." That's the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.